You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 25th of August, 2021. I'm Joe Vignicki for the local news department. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, and I'm joined online today by meteorologist Pete Boyd. Hi, Pete.
Oh, good morning, Joe.
Well, it was a pretty nice weekend in the Petersburg area, back to more of that fall rain weather pattern. What have we seen the last week here in this area?
Well, the last week we saw some very nice weather, dry conditions over the weekend. Temperatures got up into the upper 60s to low 70s with the clearing skies. And as you said, we are now transitioning over to more of a fall pattern. We have a low pressure system that's moving over the southern panhandle right now, bringing rain to the area. As this moves out, we'll have a brief break in the weather, not quite as nice as we saw earlier with the building ridge, but some warming temperatures in the upper 50s and a little bit of dry. The main issue we do have coming on is a deeper low pressure system that moves into the area Friday night into Saturday. This is going to move into the Alaska Gulf from the west, and it's going to bring in some heavy rain and increased winds the Friday night into Saturday. Total rainfall amounts possibly of 1 to 1.5 inches of rain over the 24 to 48 hours. We may see some river rises. We're not expecting any flooding, but this is going to be more of a typical fall type pattern, as you've stated before. And in addition to those rain, we're going to start seeing some increased winds, especially over the marine areas into Frederick Sound. Wind shifts will start on Thursday night from the southwest, and into Friday we'll start seeing those winds shift to the southeast, increasing to 15, getting up to 20 knots possibly, with some building seas of 3 to 4 feet before they drop off into lighter winds Sunday as the system moves off.
Okay, so best chance for nice weather in the next few days is when?
Best chance for the next nicer weather is going into Thursday into early Friday. Still some clouds and some scattered showers, but not looking too bad. Then as we move into Monday and Tuesday of next week, that's where we really start to see more of a brief break occurring.
Okay, so a few more shots of summer possible here.
That's correct. Until we start moving into September, where the Climate Prediction Center is looking at above normal precipitation for the month of September.
Okay. You also wanted to mention a test that people may hear in this area. Can you tell about that?
Sure, that is correct. On Thursday, September 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., AELMP will be testing the emergency alert system for the Salmon Creek Reservoir here in Juneau. This alert is tested for any kind of dam failures. It's only a test. The issue is the emergency alert system, it's a known issue, may alert parts of the Petersburg borough. We have been working with the national level to work this out. However, due to the testing, just be aware for people in the area, you might hear a test alert on September 2nd, that Thursday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's only a test. It is for Juneau, but it does alert some neighboring boroughs, but it is being worked on.
Okay, sounds good. Good to know. Anything else we should cover for this week?
At this point, just keep an eye out for this storm coming up. We are working on a new forecast at this point. Best way to get the information is going online to weather.gov/Juneau.
Sounds good. Thanks, Pete. Maybe next week we'll wrap up, look back at the final numbers for August and the summer of 2021 for the Petersburg area.
Looking forward to it.